The presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, says the NPP is the only political party in Ghana that has the men and women to engender the needed growth the country needs. He said, unlike the NDC, the NPP will not govern through propaganda. Nanado was addressing a mammoth rally at Mankesim as part of the party's campaign tour in the central region, where former President Kufo spoke about the numerous interventions the party has put in place to help the region. Correspondent Brighton Trauma and Kofi Sichiyama-Pobi have sent this report.
The Mankesim Park, the venue for the central regional rally of the MPP, was full to capacity as thousands of supporters in red, white and blue colors of the party thronged to the park to witness what had been described as the biggest gathering in the region. They danced and sang to music composed by Ace Gospel musician Dina Samuel. It was a sea of supporters as the NPP candidate made his way through the thick crowd when he arrived. With less than 10 days to the elections, the party hopes to garner support and win the majority of the seats in the region. Nanado said the time to implement the free SHS is now and not in 20 years. He wondered why people in government who have benefited from the free SHS are now kicking against it. He expressed his desire to amend portions of the constitution to make basic education from kindergarten to the SHS. Nanado mentioned that a large chunk of the revenue from the oil and gas sector will be channeled into his free SHS.
This year's election is our future. No party apart from the MPP has good plans for the society and have competent people to execute this agenda. I am here to assure you that every plan we have for you is true, and that is why we are pleading for your vote. I heard the leaders of NDC promising Ghanaians to reduce the price of petrol and a one-time premium for the NHIS. But when in government, they have failed to do so. For me, I will honor every promise I make, but can only do that with your push. And so I'm pleading with you to vote for me in this year's election. Your vote for me will ensure better living standards for all.
Former President Kufo outlined some of the interventions his administration put in place to help the people in the central region. He mentioned the massive infrastructure in the education and road sectors and also solving the perennial water shortage in the region.
Central region, Sabi Namu Water Works, Efika Asua, Basin Kokikus.
With all due respect, the central region had a problem with the waterworks from Kasua to Cape Coast. Go to Kwenyaku and inspect for yourself what the MPP did, and also Kasua with the water reservoirs MPP did. In Befikrum and surrounding areas in Cape Coast, the MPP diverted the Pra River to create a modern water facility. Today, the NDC boasts of school infrastructure in the country and also says Nanado's free SHS will not have the proper infrastructure for its implementation. I do not think they have traveled across the country. In Chifoprasso and Elmina, the MPP builds schools. It is not only these schools. There is also Holy Child, Wesley Girls, and Adisano College. Go and see what the MPP did in addition to the old structures in these schools.
Holy Child, Wesley Girls, and the other Monkwa structures at the car down there.
Was of the view that the MPP will sweep 18 of the parliamentary seats in the region.
Brighton Trauma and Kofi Sichiyama-Pobi sent that report.